This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Associate Professor Teresa Larkin from the University of Wollongong is back. Good afternoon, Teresa.
Hello, how are you going?
Well, thank you. Very excited. It is Mardi Gras this weekend. There's rainbows everywhere. And apparently, you reckon there's rainbows inside us as well.
There is, yes.
Oh, I love that's amazing.
You said it's, you know, what colours are hiding inside the human body?
Isn't that amazing? What colours are hiding? Because we think of rainbows as being external, you know, whether they're weather-related, whether they are feathers, flowers. But inside us, I find this absolutely fascinating.
I know, and I feel like it's not something that we often think about, understandably, you know, and we see the different colours of our skin, but we don't think about what's inside. And it's interesting because when I talk about what colours are inside us and what different things are different colours, that's the same for all of us. So our external colour can be different, but everything inside is the same from person to person, more or less.
So how do we get the colours in the body? Like, how does it happen?
Yeah, so we get the colours from basically from colour compounds or chemicals that are from our diet. And this even starts when we're in utero. So we're absorbing those from essentially what our biological mother is eating. And so in nature, the main colours are carotenes. So we would have heard of different carotenes like beta carotene, things like that. They're all synthesised by plants, and plants can produce all the colours of the rainbow, which is pretty cool. So we don't synthesize them as animals, so we need to obtain them all from the diet. So yeah, carotene is fat soluble. It accumulates in fat tissues. And so this is how we can have different colors of animals' fur, feather, skin. And it is true that if a human would eat too many carrots, we can actually develop orange skin because that carotene is fat soluble. Yep, it's true. It's an experiment that we could put people on.
Carrot juice. Let's begin with the carrot juice. I've got a little challenge for you, Teresa, if you're up for it, and that is, is it the rainbow Roy G. Biv? Is that how we remember the rainbow? Red, orange,
yes,
yellow, whatever?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah,
how would you like to work through the rainbow? Can we do that? Inside the human body.
Perfect. Love it.
All right.
Yes, I love the rainbow.
Okay, well, let's start with the first one, the colour red, the colour of blood.
Let's start with the colour red. So I feel like this is probably the one that people are most familiar with when something happens to the inside of our body. So obviously blood is red. And so the reason that blood is red is because it's carrying that hemoglobin protein, which is what carries our oxygen. And the iron that's in the hemoglobin, so this is why it's important for us to have enough iron and why low iron can be associated with fatigue, because we're not able to transport enough oxygen around the body. So the iron in our hemoglobin is essentially red. So blood is red. When we get pinky colours, that's because blood's going everywhere. So in certain tissues like mucosa, say our lips, the inside of our mouth, they're pinky red because the blood is quite close to the surface there. But other things that are red inside us, so the heart and the skeletal muscles, they're also really dark red because they contain myoglobin, which is basically the muscle form of hemoglobin, because the heart and the skeletal muscles, you know, they're pumping a lot. They need heaps of oxygen. So the myoglobin keeps that oxygen within the muscles. And then the liver and the kidneys, they're also our darker organs. They're more of a reddish brown. And that's for two reasons. So firstly, because those organs are really active, so they have a large demand for energy, which means that they have a large blood supply, but then they also contain a lot of that myoglobin and hemoglobin for the oxygen, whereas things like the digestive tract, it's more pink in colour because it's still got muscle and it's still got blood, but it's not as active as the heart or the skeletal muscles.
What happens when we blush or flush? What happens under the skin?
Oh, yeah. That's such a good question. Yeah, so basically that's when we have a response where the blood vessels close to the surface of the skin, they widen. And so more blood essentially then is coming just to straight under the skin, and we see it as a pink colour. And the flushing, that can be a response to things like, you know, stress or eating spices or some people who have the an enzyme deficiency that means they can't tolerate wine, for example, or alcohol. So, yeah, that flushing is a response, and it's essentially visibility of blood through the skin because more blood is going to the skin.
Teresa, I love it. I find this so fascinating. I reckon the red was the easy one, though. Let's challenge you. Let's go to orange and yellow. Shades of orange.
So I feel like we can think of this externally when we think about urine. And I guess, you know, it's interesting for us to see how our urine can change. You know, it can go from quite dark orange to quite pale yellow, obviously depending on how hydrated we are. But actually, it's bile pigments. So bile pigments are the breakdown of parts of our red blood cells, and some of those get excreted in our urine. Some of them get excreted in the feces. So they're what make the urine yellow and the feces brown. So even when you have changing colours of your feces, that's also dependent on things like what you've eaten, but also the breakdown of bile. But yeah, inside our body, orange and yellow is actually the most common colour. And that's because we can only metabolise, humans can only metabolise the orange yellow carotenes from our diet, not the red blue ones. Whereas, for example, flamingos, they can metabolise the red carotenes, and so that's why then they can produce pink feathers.
I see. So if we want to go we need to be able to, metabolise them.
That's right. Yeah, we'd need to be able to metabolise the red-blue sort of carotenes. So, yeah, within the body, so lots of things are in that sort of pale yellow cream colour. So our fat is very yellow, and that's because that's where we store that carotene. It's a really fat-soluble colour. Lots of our organs, like the pancreas and the salivary glands, and then also like the bones, they're actually quite a pale yellow from calcium. And our nerves are really sort of a pale cream, almost whitey colour. And I guess the other thing that people might think of with yellowness is jaundice. So that's when there's a blockage of that bile that normally goes into the intestinal tract and goes out in the feces. But if there's some kind of a blockage to do with the pancreas or the liver, and that bile backs up into the blood system, it then backs up into the skin, and that's when people can see yellow in the whites of the eyes or the skin, that jaundice sign.
I remember you just reminded me when I was at uni as a mere teenager, we all snuck into the biomedical laboratory and all these colours are flashing back because, of course, you can see all the, you know, specimens that the medicine students are studying, and it was fascinating. And as you're saying, that's why that colour was yellow back then. It's all coming back. We're chatting with Associate Professor Teresa Larkin from the University of Wollongong about the rainbow inside the human body. This is actually fascinating. What if someone's got jaundice and their skin looks a bit yellow? What's going on there?
Yeah, so that's when there's a blockage of the bile. So normally our bile, it's actually made in the liver and it's stored in the gallbladder, and its purpose is to help break down fats that we eat so that we can absorb the fat. So it's actually really essential. But if someone had a blockage of one of those ducts, then instead of going into the intestinal tract and out our feces, and that's what gives our feces its colour, then it actually backs up through the liver and into the blood vessels, and then even backs up to the blood vessels that are just under our skin. Mm-hmm. And so because then that's essentially, the bile is essentially a greeny colour, but it can, the breakdown products are orange-yellow, and so then we can see those orange-yellow products sort of coming to the surface, basically. So, yeah, that a jaundice is definitely an indication that there's something not quite right.
Okay, let's make it even more difficult for you. What about the other end of the rainbow spectrum, the green, the blue, and the purple? Is there much inside of us of those colours?
Yeah, that's right. So sort of getting onto the green through the bile. So bile is a yellowish green. And so if you do vomit green, then that shows that you're actually vomiting up bile. But you're right, we don't have a lot on the blue-purple end. So we think of the veins as being purplish-blue, and that's because the blood in the veins, it doesn't have as high a level of the oxygen. So the hemoglobin in the veins is bound to carbon dioxide, and that gives it more of that darker red or blue-purple colour. The reason that when we look at our skin, if someone who's got fairly pale skin, you can often see through to the veins, say, on the back of your hands. They look a bit greeny. That's just because it's actually a bluey purple, but with the overlying yellowy skin, it makes it look greeny. If you've got blue skin, that indicates that someone's got low oxygen content. So that's also something that's a bit of a sign, you know, medicine wise. Mm. And then I guess we can think about the rainbow that we see with bruises. So when we bruises that are purple, yeah, it goes through the whole breakdown process. So basically purple in a bruise is when hemoglobin in the blood that's trapped there is being broken down. And so when a bruise is fresh, it's ready, you know, we've got, if we have sort of an impact, you know, that's, we've got oxygen rich blood, but it's sort of leaking out because we've had the tissue tear. But then when that blood's starting to lose the oxygen because it's accumulating, it goes a bit more blue with the carbon dioxide building up. But then the products break down, the red blood cells break down into that bile sort of pigment. So it goes green, then yellow. So yeah, we kind of get a whole rainbow just in a bruise.
I find that fascinating. Now, because we're just about to run out of time, if we're tying it back to Mardi Gras and rainbows, is it fair to say that the colours inside us are actually signs of life and health working
as they should? Absolutely. Yep, they are. So all those different colour compounds, they're good antioxidants. They protect cells against damage. And so, yeah, it's really good for us to eat a rainbow of colours so that we can get all those benefits inside. But, yeah, I am such a fan of rainbows and colour. So it's nice to know that, yeah, they bring joy anyway, don't they? But that we've got a beautiful one inside us as well.
Oh, Teresa Larkin, this has been absolutely fascinating. As always, our chats always are fascinating. Thank you so much. And so timely with Mardi Gras as well.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we'll enjoy the festival and the parade.
Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras to you, and we'll catch you next time.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thank you. That was Associate Professor Teresa Larkin from the University of Wollongong. How fascinating.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.